Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode.
Here's part two of the mastermind from the last podcast episode. Enjoy.
And a big part of this that really messes up our ego or triggers our ego is feeling good. Because when you're in this state of being, when you're in this state of consciousness, when you're in this level of trust, it scares the shit out of the ego, obviously, because like you're way out of your comfort zone. You don't feel like you're controlling anything. And so what job does the ego have? You're essentially rendering it useless, especially when you do the work, when you do get triggered, because this is a state of being in a state of consciousness, yet we are also human. So we're going to have, this is going to be like a ping pong, just like we've been talking about with the different states of consciousness. You're going to be ping-ponging through this throughout your day, throughout your week, your month, your year. And it is possible to get to a place where this state of consciousness is more of your go-to and your norm than the lower states of consciousness are. But you'll still get triggered and you'll still have moments of that. And that's, of course, what the ego wants. And it's going to be more talkative at that point when you're in those moments. And it's going to be like, yeah, see, you know, that whole living blissfully in the allness doesn't make any sense. It's going to probably right now, even this whole conversation is probably going to trigger your ego a little bit. And again, feeling good is such an important part of this. It's so interesting how it's such an important part and yet is so simple. But yet humans have made it so difficult that when we are just in a state of love and appreciation and gratitude, how good that actually feels. But we make it so hard as human beings because we've got so much. We've got so much conditioning. We got so much programming. We've got so much shoulds and shouldn't and I need to and desperation and that is how we're raised, lack, scarcity, and fear. But as you're in this work, as you're doing this work, as you're unpeeling the layers of this onion of unlearning everything that you've learned, and because all of that was programmed in your mind previously, and then your body responds to your mind, clearing all that out, feeling all the feelings, allowing them to move through your body instead of pushing them down or against them, clearing out your energetics, clearing out your energy chakras, allowing you to be more of a flow through for your own desires and for your own infinite intelligence. These are all the things that we've been learning here in the membership. These are all the things that prepare us for this fourth state of consciousness, for this allness, for this state of bliss and state of being. And again, knowing that in the beginning, just as we did with our conditioning and our programming and our lack, scarcity, and fear, it's a process and a journey. And so incrementally, we move from lack, scarcity, and fear thoughts, and we notice ourselves and our ego being a little bit quieter and becoming more neutral, and then moving from neutrality into positive things. Like everything is actually working out for me. Everything is actually working out for me. Like you have little glimpses of this new state of consciousness, just like you've had glimpses of new states of being and new states of consciousness in the past. So in this state where you are, you're going to have glimpses of where it just feels so beautifully simple and wonderful and easy and joyful and abundant. You're just going to have moments of these, but you can actually work to make this your norm state of being. And this is what we've been doing. This is what we've been practicing. But this is at a level of even more of that. So moving out of those other states of being and consciousness and moving more fully into this higher state of consciousness and state of being. And with that comes all of this feeling fucking lit up, feeling so good, feeling so connected. And that, again, can be hard for us to wrap our minds around because we've been in other states of consciousness and being for so long. And because the world itself definitely doesn't tell you to live in bliss or that you can feel good often and a lot of the time. It's like, no, you have to struggle. You have to work hard. You have to do all these things that are lower consciousness states. If you want to get anything done, you have to sacrifice. Everything has to be hard. And the thing is that as you continue to do this work, you realize you've changed a bunch of rules for yourself or beliefs about what you actually believe is the truth and what everybody else is saying their truth is. And you can actually see it evidentially in your existence. You have evidence that, fuck, yes, I can manifest. Yes, it can be easy. And you can see where the times that your ego is tripped up and triggered, and you can say, oh, that's really interesting. And you don't have to identify with it. You don't have to identify with the story, with the meaning that you're making it. And you can just move on and let it go. You can see yourself actually progressing through the stages. The other part of this is oftentimes when we're moving into new states of consciousness and being and beliefs, words, actions, everything that makes everything up, right? That it starts from a cognitive aspect. And so when we hear it, ah, interesting. Yes, I would like to move into that state of consciousness a little bit more. We know that it then moves into your body. And it's like, oh, you know what? Actually, yeah, I know what ease feels like. I know what this next level of surrender feels like in my, like my gut, viscerally. And then you feel it in your heart, and then it becomes a belief and it's a knowingness. And then it is a certainty for you. So it's just like everything that we've been learning, the way that we've been learning and doing it, this is just the next level. And the next level of feeling good is the bliss of the allness. And so it is the understanding, it is the knowingness, it's the experience of, it's not just the self-care. It's not just the manifestations coming true. It's not just the alignment practices. It is literally a way of being, a way of being. But you've got to give up anything else that keeps telling you life can't be this great, or you can't feel this good, or guilt or shame around, I chose myself, or I chose my alignment, or I chose my manifestation, or I chose my whatever, whatever it is, over something else that didn't feel aligned. And ooh, my body comes and says, we're entering a new level of safety, of communication, of release of any of that struggle or a negative feeling, and being with the body and being like, yeah, this is a new level of that. Let's grow our capacity to receive that, to be in it, to embody it. Again, all the things that we've learned at other states of consciousness and being, just relating it even more to this as me. We were not created to come to the earth and stay in one state of consciousness. Now, with that being said, there's absolutely room for a level of struggle and awakening out of that struggle. Because Eckhart Tolle often says, it is so easy for us to live life without deeper awakenings if life is cruising along and nothing's really bad, but nothing's really great either. But that's not what I'm talking about either. What I'm talking about is moving into a different state of consciousness and being where you are consistently more in this place of peace, and that the quote unquote struggles are not struggles and are not viewed as challenges anymore.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram @abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.